Hi, this is David Lewis for the Hamilton Spectator, here with my column for July 6th, 2016. With Iceland's unceremonious exit from the European Championships at the hands of host France, Wales are now the only team left in the competition with the underdog tag. They go into Wednesday's semi-final matchup against Portugal, looking to reach a major international tournament final for the first time in their history. Wales' road to the semi-finals has been impressive. They topped Group B comfortably after winning two of their three games and managed to ease past Northern Ireland in the round of 16 with minimal fuss, although it did take a Gareth McCauley own goal to take them through. Their most impressive display by far was against Belgium in the quarterfinal stage, where they really cemented their credentials as a side with the quality and team togetherness to go all the way. Belgium's 4-0 win over Hungary in the previous round was seen as a sign of things to come for the ultra-talented Belgian side. A team with star names littered all over the field surely couldn't lose such an important game against a minnow side. Well, they didn't just lose, they were comprehensively beaten. In what will go down as one of the biggest upsets of this year's European Championships, Wales brushed aside Belgium by a score of 3-1. It was a testament to the spirit of the Welsh squad that they were able to shake off conceding early to a 13th minute Radja Nainggolan thunderbolt and be able to respond with three unanswered goals. Wales' 3-1 victory elevated them above underdog status. This wasn't a performance where they sat back, defended narrowly, and tried to hurt Belgium on the counter-attack. Instead, this was a performance of relative dominance from the first minute to last, all without any real moments of brilliance from their star man Gareth Bale. And this is what has been most remarkable about this Welsh squad. Bale dominated the group stages, scoring a goal per game, but his influence in the knockout stages has waned, and Wales are still finding ways to win. At a time when their star players are expected to step up and perform, it is instead been Wales' collective effort that has been the cause of their success in the knockout stages. They now face a Portugal side who have failed to win a single game in regulation time at this year's Euros, but who are still finding ways to progress. Wales don't have the same individual pedigree as Portugal, but their accomplishments so far are an indication that they can quite happily mix it with the big boys. They will have to be very wary of not letting the game get to penalties, however, as the Portuguese do not lose shootouts. They will have to make do with two key components of their starting 11, as Aaron Ramsey and Ben Davies are both suspended thanks to UEFA's pitiful suspension ruling. To suspend players for what could be the biggest game of their lives because they picked up two yellow cards in the space of five matches is nothing short of ridiculous. It directly lowers the quality on show in such an important game at a time when UEFA should want their very best showcase on the international stage. Ramsey and Davies are both integral to Wales' way of playing, and it'll be difficult to replace them both, as Wales simply don't have the squad depth that the likes of Portugal, Germany and France have. Whatever happens on Wednesday, Wales' story has been a magnificent one in a competition that has mostly failed to deliver. The utter spectacle of the Battle of the Galacticos and Bale vs. Ronaldo will make this an absolute must-watch, and although the international pedigree points to point to all progressing, Wales will be more than happy to register another major upset. For thespec.com, this is David Lewis.